1390 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Congresswoman Angie Craig of Minnesota became the fifth Democrat to call on President Biden to exit the race for the White House. She cites fears he cannot campaign against and beat Donald Trump. ABC's George Stephanopoulos asked the president a similar question during their ABC News interview Friday.
If you can be convinced that you cannot defeat Donald Trump, will you stand down?
It depends if the Lord Almighty comes out and tells me that, I might do that.
He's maintained he's staying in the race, but multiple sources tell ABC House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries is meeting with ranking members on Sunday, and the president expected to be a major topic. It's been a deadly holiday weekend. Law enforcement says at least 33 people have died in shootings or other nationwide violence, 11 in Chicago alone. Beryl is regaining strength, heading towards the Texas Gulf Coast. Meanwhile, about 130 million people are under some kind of heat advisory. This is ABC News. A New Jersey man set to be arraigned today in New York City, where prosecutors say he was drunk when he plowed his pickup truck into a crowd of people who were celebrating the 4th of July at a park in Manhattan. Three people were killed and eight were hurt. Meanwhile, in Southern California, two people were killed, three were injured in a 4th of July stabbing spree as crowds watched fireworks and investigations underway.
Police in Huntington Beach say they're trying to piece together how the stabbing spree unfolded and whether the victims and the suspect knew each other. City spokesperson Jennifer Carey.
As to the nature of how this happened, the events leading up to it, what transpired during, that's all part of the investigation, and we hope to have more details.
Lawn chairs and flip-flops are now frozen in the crime scene as proof of what unfolded while people were watching fireworks. Alex Stone, ABC News.
No word when evacuees will be allowed to return to their homes in Wisconsin. They were evacuated after a dam was breached in Manawa. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a quick hack for setting and reaching a money goal. Try the SMART system for organizing your approach. S is for specific. What exactly is the goal? I want to save a down payment to buy my first house. M is for measurable. How will you know when you're done? I want to save $50,000. A is for achievable. Well, I'm going to have to cut spending in a few places, but I can save $1,000 a month. R is for relevant. Raising my kid in a home that we own is important for me and for her. I want her to grow up in the same place if we can afford it. And T is time. How long is it going to take? I think I can do this in about 4 years. Thinking through each of those letters is a great way to set yourself up for success when you're making money plans. For more tips on saving more and spending less, head on over to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at wgbw.fm.
When President Biden wanted to set the record straight, he called Civic Media Network's Earl Ingram Show.
I screwed up. I made a mistake. That's 90 minutes on stage. Look at what I've done in 3.5 years.
Hear the complete conversation now at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hey, what's up, Wisconsin? You're listening to Raised in Wisco. I'm your host, Joel Clayfish, sitting alongside the world-famous Danielle Fairman.
The world-famous. I like it. I like it a lot.
You know what? You can't be world-famous unless you believe it. If you believe it, it can happen, Danielle.
You're the world traveler.
Well,
You're the world-famous Joel Clayfish. I'm just the Wisconsin-famous.
We'll take it. You're listening to Raised in Wisco, the show that's all about Wisconsin, what you love to do in Wisconsin, whether you hike, camp, hunt, fish, whether you take that forage From the Field to the Table, Raised in Wisco is the show to listen to on all your civic media stations throughout the great state of Wisconsin. And we're going to start, we've actually kind of started it. We've kind of been doing it. Raised in Wisco has been on the air now for over a year, for almost a year and a half, and we've been growing. Jess is behind the board running things for us, keeping the ship afloat. Jess, you've been with us for just a short time, but this show's actually, it's got growing. Its wheels already. Holy cow.
Oh, yeah. It's going places. In those places. Wisconsin.
Those places are just about everywhere Wisconsin goes, and the rest of the country, and the rest of the world, because we talk on this show about the greatest things in being part of the outdoors. From the outdoors, I mean, literally so many people these days are living their lives on a 3x7-inch two-dimensional yep. device, and that drives me absolutely mad, because the world happens in three dimensions in the waters, woods, and fields of Wisconsin. Raised in Wisco loves to showcase the fact that we are surrounded by the Great Lakes. We've got the Mississippi River and the largest body of inland lakes in the country, not to mention the Kettle Moraine, the Bluffs, the ponds, the waterways. I mean, if you can't do it outside in Wisconsin, you just can't do it anywhere. And that's what Raised in Wisco likes to focus on. Don't you think, Danielle?
Absolutely. Having Lake Michigan out there, especially with last week's episode going salmon fishing in Coho. And I got to try that last week's recipe.
Oh, boy.
The mango peach salsa.
We're going to start the shows off with Wisco Week. And we're going to talk about the topics of the week that Danielle and I have experienced in the state. So Danielle Fairman and I, Joel Clayfish, we're out there experiencing Wisconsin on a weekly basis. Mm-hmm. We're going to start every first segment of every show talking about what we've experienced that week in the great outdoors. Just to show you that there are easily 52 weeks of outdoor enjoyment that you can relive with us here on Raised in Wisco. So we talked about an unbelievable salmon recipe, and Danielle, you were out there actually fishing for the salmon to try the recipe. How did that go?
Last week I was with Manhart Charters was on the radio, but then the week prior I was out fishing with them. And we had a boat of five females for my birthday trip, and it was fantastic. We reeled everything in probably before noon. And we went out, they filleted everything for us, bagged it up, and we came out, and then they gave us recipes, especially like the peach mango salsa recipe last week. It was phenomenal. It was fantastic. But this week I went bass fishing and I actually caught a couple bass and ate them. I was a little hot. Have you tried bass, Joel?
I have. I have eaten bass out of cold water. I don't keep largemouth bass. I don't make a practice of it. But if I catch a bass and it dies on the retrieve,
yes.
Or if it's out of cold water and I'm catching smallmouth, or if we're in Canada where we don't have to worry about hurting the population, mm-hmm. I have kept bass to eat them. And this notion among bass fishermen that bass are not good table fare is just plain wrong.
That was definitely that believer. I'm not going to lie. I was that believer. I'm like, there's no way I'm eating this fish. To me, I just correlate it with carp, which I know they're not bottom feeders, everything like them, but I did not want to. And then they said, oh, we're just going to fillet this one. We got a nice little keeper and filleted it up, put it in some Andy seasoning, and it was delicious.
It was absolutely. Jess, have you eaten bass?
I have not.
See, you guys are younger, but you don't remember the wonderful.
Thank you, Joel. Thank you.
You don't remember the amazing Dan Aykroyd on Saturday Night Live when he had the Bass-O-Matic 2000, where they put whole bass in a blender and
what?
Drank it said, that's good bass.
No.
Oh, yeah. It was a very
that
funny skit
sound
at the
like
time.
The right way.
Have you ever eaten carp?
I don't think so.
Have you eaten carp,
no.
Danielle? Because you mentioned bass are related to carp. I will tell you that in Europe, carp is a delicacy. And as long as you fillet it and don't include that mud line, which goes right above the vertebrae, carp is actually delicious. There's a Jewish cultural dish called gefilte fish.
Oh, well, I've eaten a lot of carp.
Well, then you've eaten carp. If you've eaten, is your heritage Jewish, Jess?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. So you are familiar with gefilte fish. And,
oh, yeah.
And I have to tell you, I spent an amazing afternoon once with the Jewish Community Center in Milwaukee. And, you know, so many folks go carp fishing or carp shooting with their bow, which is something we should feature on the show sometime.
Let's do it.
Because it is a fascinating, fun, great way to help reduce the rough fish populations. But I spent the afternoon with these old ladies at the Jewish Community Center making gefilte fish out of carp. Now, if you don't know what gefilte fish is, it is a minced fish. It's a minced fish that is in a jellied broth. Now,
Gosh, you didn't. You're not selling it. You're not selling it.
Just slow down for just a minute. Hey, hold on. Why does everybody wince anytime you say jellied broth? I mean, come on.
It's not the most pleasant combination of
sounds. Was right after you said you put the bass in a blender, so that's all I'm envisioning.
Okay, look. All right, we're not talking about the bass matter. So it's a minced fish dish that is made in a broth, okay? Now, some of the broth is just broth and some is jellied broth. And please feel free to jump in, Jess, if I'm not explaining this correctly. But gefilte fish is almost like a fish cake, like a salmon cake or a crappie cake or a crab cake, for example, kind of.
There we go.
Without the breadcrumbs. And I find it absolutely delectable. I love it. Man,
good stuff.
Oh, it's
the best. It looks like ground turkey. Ground turkey balls.
It does. I explain it.
I had to Google this.
It's like fish nuggets, but it's not fried.
Without the breading.
It definitely doesn't look like ground turkey balls.
Yes, does that not look like ground turkey balls? It does.
It looks like fish cakes to me.
Remember, I bring the humor to the show.
Oh boy. So that's Danielle Fairman and her Wisco Week.
Gefilte fish translate.
Would you try it?
Yes, I will try. I will try anything. I will not smell it, but I'll try it.
I'm gonna tell you, it smells just fine. It smells just like cooked fish. It's absolutely delicious. I'm not kidding. I love. If you like, have you had matzo ball before? Have you had matzo balls?
I have no
matzo
idea.
Ball soup. So that is a ball that's made out of a crushed cracker. Crushed matzo, which is unleavened bread or cracker, and that is made into a soup. But it's pretty fantastic. And I'm telling you, I love it. So don't be afraid if you end up bass fishing and one dies while you're reeling it in or you're catching some cold water bass in a fishery that can sustain it. Don't be bullied by people who try to say you shouldn't eat a bass or you shouldn't, because in all reality, if the fish is going to die, it's much better on your plate than it is being wasted or dying.
Absolutely.
And rotting on a shoreline. And I think that is something that's important for us as, you know, conservators that we should consider doing. But try carp. You know, that's a rough fish that our waterways in Wisconsin are going to benefit getting it out of the waterway, but don't be afraid to try eating it. Now, we use some of the carp we catch, we give them to farmers, and they fertilize their fields
which is pretty cool too. Yes, exactly.
But it is awesome. Well, my Wisco Week was pretty fantastic, I have to admit, because the folks I hunt with in South Africa, Eric Stridham and Johnny Fetting Safaris in South Africa. They were here in the United States, and they came. They didn't go to New York. They didn't go to Dallas. They didn't go to Los Angeles. They came to Wisconsin.
Because it is a wonderful place to be.
And I'm going to tell you something. You know, when you go to South Africa, you think there's no place on earth like this. The sunsets, the animals you're going to see and everything like that. So my Wisco Week was unbelievable because I got to host these folks from South Africa who are here. And I'm going to tell you, they were absolutely blown away with Wisconsin. They couldn't believe the lush nature of Wisconsin. They couldn't believe how people can live in the suburbs or a rural area and still be so close to the major cities. They couldn't believe that. I mean, Danielle, co-host Danielle Fairman, you got to get there. You got to get to South Africa. And
Mr. Dan Trewickry.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah. he contacted me, and I was supposed to go hang out with you guys.
Yes.
But I blew a head gasket in my Jeep, and it cannot drive, so I could not meet up with you guys.
You have more car troubles than anybody I've ever met.
I officially sold it today, so it is out of my hands. Done.
Well, okay. if you're a fan of Raised in Wisco, and we're happy you're listening to us, and don't forget to take the Civic Media with you wherever you go this weekend. Raised in Wisco airs at 11 o'clock weekends. Check us out across Wisconsin on your Civic Media stations. But what we talk about, Danielle Fairman is constantly telling us about the troubles she has in her life with her car, her job. Well, she doesn't complain about the I mean, you work some late hours sometimes, and it makes it so you can't get into the woods.
14 and a half yesterday.
Troubles with her car. And fortunately, we have not heard any troubles with the boyfriend lately, which
He's
is very
great.
Good. Okay, well, I'm very glad to hear that. So my Wisco Week had hosted folks from South Africa, and they had an unbelievable time. They got to go to Summerfest. You know, we intro'd the show with Chase Rice. He's a friend of mine, a friend of the Foul Life. We're going to go meet up with him at Summerfest. He's headlining the U.S. Cellular stage tonight, actually. If you're listening Saturday, he's going to be with us tonight. And I'm super excited about that. Well, raised in Wisconsin, being raised in Wisconsin is the reason I love to be part of Raised in Wisco, and that means we get to talk to folks in Wisconsin who have an influence on the outdoors, and that is what our guests are all about this week. Alec Ezell and Megan Salazar from the First Hunt Foundation. Alex, this is not your first rodeo. We got 50 seconds. Tell me why you're so excited to be here on Raised in Wisco.
We are having our very first fundraiser for First Hunt Foundation at Milford Hills on August 25th at 10 a.m. And we are so excited to talk all about it today.
Oh, I'm really jacked excited about talking about that. We're going to talk about we're going to talk about Megan's access deer hunt, which was crazy. We're going to talk about your turkey hunt. You can't miss it. I'm just telling you, you can't make it up.
The big winners are in for the Scotty Summer Contest.
Exciting. Let's listen to the calls.
Hi, who's this?
It's Tori.
You're one of our grand prize winners.
All right, man. Great to hear this morning.
We got some good news for you.
Okay.
You are one of our grand prize winners.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome.
Winning is fun. Just ask Tammy from Baraboo and Tori from Kewaunee.
Thank you. That's great.
Listen for future chances to text and win on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk.
Our guest, Jonathan Gurko. Deliberative dialogue in democracy isn't winning an argument.
Instead of how do we win and end the conversation, how do we keep it going? How do I listen in a way on the assumption that someone else has something that I can learn from that will improve my point of view so that we can grow? To me, that's the democratic project.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hey, Wisconsin! This is Raised in Wisco, the show you listen to understand what it was like to be raised here and what you can do throughout the great state of Wisconsin. Man, we got a wide range of topics here on Raised in Wisco. That is for sure. But we love to focus on why it is so great to live in Wisconsin. And I cannot emphasize that I've traveled the world. I really have. I've traveled to dozens of countries, and I've traveled to almost every other state in the United States. And Wisconsin really takes the cake. It is a gem of a state that offers so much in the outdoors. I'm your host, Joel Clayfish. I've born and raised in this state, had my first job of my life in media working for WAUK as a 15-year-old
board op
15
and reading the news when I was a sophomore in high school, WAUK, which is now part of the Civic Media family. So my life has really come full circle.
Well, my first job was at Cousins on Main Street in Waukesha. So.
And now look at you, Danielle Fairman. You are now the co-host of Raised in Wisco that you can listen to on your Civic Media stations weekends at 11 o'clock. And don't forget, you know what is so cool?
What was that?
Well, Civic Media has merch.
Merch?
We have merch. So find your merch store by going to Civic Media and clicking store on the top right corner. We love radio. We know you do too. Show us the love and look great while you're at it with a hat or shirt supporting refreshing hometown radio. Folks like you are the reason Raised in Wisco, Joel Clayfish, who was raised in Wisco, Danielle Fairman, who's the co-host of Raised in Wisco, can bring you this show on weekends talking about how you can enjoy the great outdoors. And you really do have an opportunity to be part of Wisconsin. And one of the things Danielle and I talk about so frequently is that if you have been apprehensive or you haven't known exactly how to get into the outdoors, don't be afraid to ask. We have the kindest people in the world here. They're going to be willing to show you how to forage, how to hunt, how to fish. If you want to get in one of those sideways bananas, they call it kayak. Ask somebody, because if you start experiencing Wisconsin outdoors, you will never be the same, and it will change your life. You know, we're talking here with Alex Ezel and Megan Salazar from the First Hunt Foundation. I'm so jacked because you guys are part. I was making a kind of a joke earlier at home. I live with three women and a female dog. Now I live with two women and a female dog because my oldest daughter just got married. Ella Rose, Hannah, and Gabe. Hannah, congratulations. But I'm in the studio today with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 women. And it is apropos, and I'm going to tell you why. The fastest growing group of new hunters is women. And nobody has been embracing that more than the First Hunt Foundation. And Alex, I've known you for a while now, and you are incredibly involved in the outdoors. You put your money where your mouth is. Tell me about the First Hunt Foundation.
Absolutely. So First Hunt Foundation is a national nonprofit organization that is actually one of the largest and fastest growing nonprofit organizations in the United States right now. And the main soul and mission of First Hunt Foundation is to preserve the heritage and keeping the right of hunting alive in America. And how we really get women into hunting with First Hunt Foundation is through Share the Heritage. That's the event that we came on here and talked about in February at Milford Hills, where we did a certified women's hunter safety class with the DNR. And we got 8 lovely ladies certified, and we got them on their first mentored pheasant hunt. So basically, it's a super duper learn to hunt. But what we really take pride in is providing and giving that gap of hunters that opportunity when they don't have that.
Yeah, that's huge. I mean, that's huge. You know, Danielle, it's kind of bizarre because Danielle Fairman, co-host here at Raised in Wisco, she started in hunting when it was kind of on this precipice where women were just starting to become bigger numbers in hunting. How amazing would that have been if you had something like that at the start?
Well, when we had Alex on the show last time, we were also talking about that. The 4 women we had interviewed said that this was their first all-female get-together, learn to hunt or hunt in general, and they all absolutely loved it. I would have loved it if I had one of you two as a mentor. I mean, right now, I've been hunting for 10 years, and you guys still are kind of my mentor because you guys are succeeding. You guys are going to different states. You guys are going everywhere to help people, which is fantastic. Why is it the First Hunt Foundation is going to all these different states?
Megan Salazar, you travel a lot. I mean, I have that same question. Why is First Hunt Foundation focused on other states as well?
Well, so with First Hunt Foundation, a lot of the money that we get is through the R3 program. So your Pittman-Robertson funds from their taxes are going to help pay for grants to support the First Hunt Foundation in many states. So we have to supply different opportunities in all the different states to people. So this April, we went to California and we did a pig hunt there for the money that was allocated for that.
So their first hunt was a pig hunt?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
And I haven't even gone.
I don't know if you've ever hunted Northern California before.
I've never been to California.
It's beautiful.
It is absolutely gorgeous. We were on this 15,000 acre cattle ranch. I actually got to cattle ranch and ride a horse and like move cows on my lunch break. But yeah, they have mountains there. And I did not know anything about this. And I basically billy goated myself down chasing pigs.
Oh, yeah.
So how did you choose a pig hunt for the first hunt? Because I understand from Milford Hills, pheasant was kind of perfect.
It's kind of like what we can come up with opportunities, right? So we had the funds to be able to afford to go to Milford for Wisconsin. For California, we had that rancher provide his property to us for free with his ranch house to stay on for free. So we were able to cut a lot of the costs that way. And that's why we picked pig hunting.
And those, they're very invasive over there. They're probably...
Oh, they're destroying the vineyards.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, this is something I want to get into. Folks, you're listening to Raised in Wisco on your civic media stations throughout Wisconsin. At 11 o'clock on the weekends, we've got Alex Ezel and Megan Salazar with us from the First Hunt Foundation, which we're learning about. And that's a foundation that takes people on their first hunts. I mean, it's pretty self-explanatory, the name. But in reality, it's not just a first hunt. It is a first life experience. And you talked about the fact that you pig hunted, you feral hog hunted in California. And I think that's another great example of how these United States are so diverse. And we have something that so many other countries don't have. We have a country that's so vast and so different. It just creates these unbelievable experiences. Alex, what do you see in these folks' faces when they have a successful first hunt or even go on a hunt? Because I don't think killing an animal makes a hunt successful. A hunt is successful if you get out there and enjoy Mother Nature.
Right. So what I feel is not every hunt that has a harvest is successful, but what we really instill in these hunters is we're empowering them, mm-hmm. we're educating them, and we're giving them the confidence to walk away with gun safety, because that's something we really stress at every single event. But they walk away with that confidence, and that takes the edge off when you go into an intimidating situation, and it makes them have more of a drive for it.
No question about it. That's why I'm so excited to talk to you guys about some of the hunts you've been on. Danielle, some of the hunts you want to go on. You're listening to Raised in Wisco. I'm Joel Clayfish. That's Danielle Fairman across the board from me. And Alex is running the ship. I can't wait to hear those stories.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Congresswoman Angie Craig of Minnesota became the fifth Democrat to call on President Biden to exit the race for the White House. She cites fears he cannot campaign against and beat Donald Trump. ABC's George Stephanopoulos asked the president a similar question during their ABC News interview Friday.
If you can be convinced that you cannot defeat Donald Trump, will you stand down?
Well, it depends if the Lord Almighty comes out and tells me that, I might do that.
He's maintained he's staying in the race, but multiple sources tell ABC House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries is meeting with ranking members on Sunday, and the president expected to be a major topic. It's been a deadly holiday weekend. Law enforcement says at least 33 people have died in shootings or other nationwide violence, 11 in Chicago alone. Beryl is regaining strength, heading towards the Texas Gulf Coast. Meanwhile, about 130 million people are under some kind of heat advisory. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
The Brewers face the Dodgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's game two of the Brewers and Dodgers series in L.A. tonight. Last night, Milwaukee losing 8-5 despite Rhys Hoskins hitting the Brewers' seventh Grand Slam this season. The Dodgers' Will Smith with three home runs off two different Brewers pitchers, and his teammate Freddie Freeman with a clutch hit in the eighth to secure the win for L.A. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
It's the way it is. You know, and credit to the Dodgers, credit to Freddie Freeman. He's done it in the clutch so many times. A couple borderline pitches there that could have went the other way, and that's baseball. Great environment. That's what it's all about. Tonight's what it's all about. We got to respond. Young guys got to figure out, you know, how to be able to perform their best in these types of environments.
NFL, the Vikings releasing a statement regarding rookie Kyree Jackson, killed last night in a car accident 14 miles from his hometown in Maryland. His mother receiving the news at 4 a.m. Jackson played for Alabama, then Oregon, and was drafted in the fourth round. He would have been 25 next month. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Through the afternoon, a mix of sun and clouds with an isolated storm or two and a high in the upper 70s to 80. Mostly cloudy, a few storms tonight, low 60s, and partly sunny and a storm or two again tomorrow, high upper 70s. Isolated storms still possible on Monday, Tuesday. Right now it's 73.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You may have heard the word derecho as a part of the weather lately, but what do you know about it? Derecho is a Spanish word meaning direct or straight ahead. It's why you may hear straight line winds blamed for damage from a derecho. A downburst, which is an area of strong, damaging winds, causes a derecho, and the Weather Service does not issue warnings for these. They're just standard severe thunderstorm warnings. So this means you'll want to be weather ready during any severe storm. If you're outside, camping, hiking, boating, find a shelter. Otherwise, lie flat, face down, on low ground. Most derechos happen in July, and Wisconsin typically has one or two per year. But experts say climate change will only help increase these numbers. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Most of my angst comes from the grocery store. I end up behind that person with the checkout line trifecta of coupons, lottery tickets, and writing a personal check. Another checkout person comes and says, I can take someone on aisle three. Who should be the first person they take? The next person in line, right? Where I am, it's a free-for-all. It's like roller derby. It didn't infuriate me, but I was kind of like, whatever.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Crude and Dom.
Tune in Monday for a very special Devil's Advocates radio show, the Joe Biden Hangover from Madison, and Dom joins us. Tune in Monday.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Firewood crackle in the fall air, red dirt playing on the radio. Big Dipper hanging high up there, breathing the backwoods and let it go.
Hey, Wisconsin, you're listening to Raised in Wisco. I'm your host, Joel Clayfish, alongside Danielle Fairman. We are bringing you everything Wisconsin that you can do in the indoors, outdoors, in the kitchen. We do talk a lot about food, Danielle.
We definitely
on the
do,
show.
Joel.
We haven't quite gotten to too much food yet, but...
It's coming.
I want to say thank you for listening to Raised in Wisco. This show is about equipping you and empowering you to get into the outdoors of Wisconsin. If you have questions about the outdoors, they're going to be answered. If you have questions, hit us up, listen to the show, email us, let us know what's on your mind and how you can share with us the joy of having been raised in Wisco.
Yes, you have to absolutely get to our Facebook page and give us a like. If you have any questions you want answered on the radio, just send us a message or just post a comment.
Yeah, we love talking about it. We love getting people into the outdoors who are apprehensive about it or who have not taken that step. Because I have to be honest, a lot of times it is a big step.
that first step to go hunting or fishing. There are regulations involved. There are licenses involved. And that's what is so cool about our guests today, Alex Ezel and Megan Salazar from the First Hunt Foundation. Here on Raised in Wisco, we learned that the First Hunt Foundation is what it says, and that is about getting folks out there on their first hunt. The largest growing group of new hunters is women. Alex, would you say that you cater to women hunters for their first hunt, or are men allowed as well? How does it work?
So we do to both. It depends on the event that we're going to be running at that time, but we do open up to men, women, boys, and girls.
Oh, that's wonderful. And when it comes to choosing these applicants or these contestants, what do they have to do? Because I remember last time there was a process where you have to submit something. Is that still happening?
So it's event specific. Sometimes we do want the participants to already have their hunter safety certification, or we are going to be providing it. So it just depends, event specific.
Okay. Now, something that I've noticed is, and I'm interested from your perspective, when someone goes on their first hunt, is that usually their first and only hunt, or do you just see a seed that is planted and blooms?
So a lot of times, and I think, Megan, you'll agree, they have had a failed first hunt.
A failed?
What do you mean by failed?
They went with someone, or they tried to go on their own.
Oh, this is prior to.
Prior to the First Hunt Foundation experience.
Yes. So they don't have the opportunities to have a mentor in their life mm-hmm. that they feel comfortable with, or they have absolutely no one in their family that can take them. So this is kind of the perfect niche where we come in, and I said, like before, bridging that gap, and we have given them the confidence again, and they can ask questions in a no intimidation zone, no questions stupid, and we literally just hold your hand. And like I said before, we're a mentor to them for a life. Mm-hmm. They can contact us at any time. And we're not just your friend for the weekend. You're a part of the community that we grow. And we try to connect with all of our past hunters. Like this past weekend, we all went and got dinner together. And it's a community.
That's awesome.
It's a community. So we keep it going and we keep it growing.
Now, since you're keeping it growing, Megan Salazar, can you talk to me about the Polling for a Purpose event?
Yep. So Polling for a Purpose event, the reason why we're doing this is because we rely on the grant money that we get from First Hunt nationally. So Wisconsin's only allocated so much money for it. But Alex, as the state director for First Hunt, and myself as the state deputy director, we want to be able to give Wisconsin more opportunities. So we have to do our own fundraising.
Good title.
Yeah. So we are going to have Polling for a Purpose, which is going to be a sporting clays event at Milford on August 25th. It starts at 10 a.m. For $80. You can sign up and you get to shoot a round of sporting clays. You get lunch at Milford. If you've ever eaten there, the food is delicious.
Oh, yes.
We're also going to have raffles. We'll have auctions. There should be some gun auctions. And we are currently looking for sponsors as well right now to help support it.
Holy cow. Well, how do people get in touch with you? I mean, this is why I love Raised in Wisco. I'm your host, Joel Clayfish. Alongside me is Danielle Fairman. Raised in Wisco is taking you through what you need to know to learn to get into the outdoors. And this is perfect. This is exactly what we're talking about. Are there spots available? How do you get in touch with you? How do you sponsor it? How do I, as somebody who's never gotten into the outdoors, get to be part of this event at Milford Hills on August 20th?
Yep. So you can look us up on Facebook for the First Hunt Foundation for Wisconsin. You can also look on Eventbrite. Yep, you can look on Eventbrite also. And if you look up Polling for a Purpose in Johnson Creek, that should come up as well. And you can register right online, and it'll send you the information. And you can sign up that way, and then we'll see you on the 25th of August.
Oh, man, 25th. I had it wrong.
Yep,
the 25th of August. Now, folks, when you're listening, we love you to listen when we're live on the weekends, 11 o'clock on your civic media stations throughout Wisconsin. But don't be afraid to go on the civic media website, go to the podcasts. Every one of our shows on Raised in Wisco, if you miss something or forget something, go onto the podcast. You can listen again. And I'm not going to be mad at you if you listen to the show three or four times. I'm telling you, it's entertaining. You're going to learn more every time. You know, sitting here and being able to share with people in Wisconsin what this great state has to offer is literally one of the most exciting things in my life. I just turned 53 last year. I've lived the vast majority of my life in Wisconsin, and that is why Raised in Wisco is so dear to my heart. Danielle Fairman and I have been in the woods together for more than a decade. We've been chasing everything from wild turkeys to pheasants to ducks and geese. Dear, it's been a fantastic ride, and that's why we're so happy to have you along here on Raised in Wisco. These women from the First Hunt Foundation talking about their event coming up on the 25th is the quintessential perfect reason to get into the outdoors. Jess, have you ever hunted? Jess, our producer, have you ever hunted?
I've never hunted.
Is it something you'd consider? Would you consider? Have you ever fired a firearm?
I've shot a BB gun at some cans in a backyard.
Red Rider BB gun.
Well, that counts as an introduction. Would you consider ever shooting like a shotgun or going to a shooting event or even coming to watch? Remember, folks, and I know you guys from the Alex Ezel and Megan Salazar from the First Hunt Foundation, I know you guys consider the levels of getting into hunting. Okay. And that's why it's exciting. We're going to talk about, and I'm excited to talk about this coming up. We're going to talk more about where that leads you and where that's led the two of you and where you started as hunters and how you guys have become such serious hunters. And I want to ask you, Megan, about that. When you see these folks and the First Hunt Foundation events that I've had the honor of being part of, I've noticed they've been mostly dominated by women, the fastest growing group of new hunters in the country and in Wisconsin. And they're having their first hunting experience. What do you see and hear from them after that experience? Is this usually going to be that's it for them? Or do you see something growing and blossoming from that?
No, we definitely see something growing and blossoming from it. When we have our talks during the events, there's always like happy tears and people getting all excited and looking forward to the future. And then we get all the text messages afterwards. Like, we're constantly getting them. Hey, do you want to go shoot sporting clays with us this weekend? Or I'm trying to look for a new gun. What should I do? Like, how do I get it fitted? What should I be looking for? Things like that. So you see those little like bits where they're progressing on and they want to move forward. And then they kind of branch out where they want. I know one of our girls, she's been into competitive shooting lately too now. So I just noticed that
She started before,
but she's gotten more into the competitive shooting sports now
too.
Wonderful.
So, and I love what Alex Ezel said, that you are the mentor for life.
Yeah. And I didn't grow up hunting. So I started mentor hunting through the Wisconsin DNR, and I was the only girl, and I was surrounded by men and boys most of the time too. So it's very near and dear to me now that I can give back as a mentor, especially to these women who didn't have these opportunities before.
And Joel Clayfish, I know you take everybody out as well. Do you have the same reactions as they do?
I have more, you know, I came into hunting late in life as well. I was 38 years old. I had experience in the media. I had a local show called Kill It, Clean It, Cook It. And I started that out as a fishing show. That was strictly fishing. And it took somebody to tell me, why don't you come hunting with me? Because I didn't know how to go hunting. I didn't understand all the regulations. I didn't understand what did I have to get my hunter's safety. Turned out I was old enough to not have to need it. Now, I have since gotten my hunter's safety, and both of my girls, both my daughters, have earned their hunter's safety, which I'm very proud of. And I think it's very valuable in the state of Wisconsin to get your hunter's safety, because you're going to learn things in that class that are going to be applicable. And at the end of the day, when you are handling a firearm, you have to understand the importance mm-hmm. of the safety aspect of it. There's no question that there is no easier way to ruin a good experience than when the gun goes off unexpectedly or injures or kills somebody. And
absolutely.
So, and I can't, people say, oh yeah, okay, yeah, we get it. Gun safety. Well,
it's a thing.
It's a real thing. Mm-hmm. And I know people who've lost their foot over it. I know people who have, who know others who have lost their lives over it. And it's very important that we do stress that. I think that's something else the First Hunt Foundation does. And I think that's something important, you know, Raised in Wisco, which has been on the air now for more than a year and a half, which is extremely exciting. And now we've found our, I like to call it our forever home here at Civic Media. We've got our forever home here at Civic Media, and we're on 13 stations throughout the state. You can hear Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman on the weekends at 11 o'clock, and we love our listenership growing the way it is. And the First Hunt Foundation folks who are here, Alex Ezel and Megan Salazar, are talking about what it takes to make sure people who are getting out there the first time are not only cognizant of safety, but they're going to have an experience that's going to want them to come back. What percentage, Alex, of the folks who hunt with First Hunt would you say end up becoming long-term or lifetime hunters?
Off the top of my head, I'm going to tell you it's probably definitely over 95%.
Well, oh my gosh. I definitely believe that.
So 95 out of 100 people who try it the first time are hooked.
Yeah.
So I have a question for both of you. When women come out there, or men, anybody, what is the top two common questions that they have for you guys? What is their most thing that they're terrified about?
How do they identify what they're holding, and how do they know if it's safe?
What is your answer?
I tell them. So I'm not a very serious person, but when it comes to guns and gun safety, I will yell at you kindly.
And in if all
you
caps.
Put your, you know, tab K.
I don't yell I so it. Kindly. I don't yell so kindly.
Because life is serious. And like I say, it's the cheesiest thing I say, but we live to hunt another day. So I always drill, and even Megan does too, tab K. Like, you guys were friends.
So talk about what tab K is, because if you're listening out there and you've never heard of the term tab K, it's something that's very important.
It's going to stick
as
with you
anyone
for life.
Who's going to hold a mm-hmm. firearm at any point in their life.
Right. So tab K is, you are the safety of that firearm. So tab K is, T is treat every firearm as if it is loaded. A is always point that muzzle in a safe direction. B is be certain of your target and what's beyond. And K is keep that finger off the trigger until you're ready to fire. And they'll ask you in hunter safety, does every gun have a safety? No. And even if it does have a safety, it's a mechanism. It's a machine.
It's a mechanism that can fail.
Oh, yeah, mechanical device that can fail.
I tell everyone, you are the safety. If you follow tab K, if you're overly cautious, if you're safe, you are going to represent hunters in a good light, and you're going to keep the ones around you alive and yourself alive.
That is such great words to live by, and I mean, those are words that will help you live. Make sure, folks, to subscribe to the Civic Media Weekly Digest to keep up with local Wisconsin news and all of our fantastic shows in the Civic Media Radio Network. Go to civicmedia.us/email. And you're never going to miss a beat. This is Raised in Wisco. I'm your host, Joel Clayfish. Across from me is Danielle Fairman. We're talking to the folks from the First Hunt Foundation, and I can't wait to talk to them about where they've gone, what their first hunt meant to them, and how they have gone from first hunters to world hunters to world-class hunters. And you can do it, too. And you're going to learn how listening to Raised in Wisco.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. For decades, it's been a family secret. And if you weren't a blood relative, well, you never got a taste. Until now. Barbecue season is here. Get the rich, original Grandpa's Barbecue. It's a classic. Reliable. Just like Grandpa. Apparently, some family secrets are meant to be shared. Buy yours online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Mino and the Mayor.
I got a text from some friends of mine. They're working for Habitat for Humanity today.
Oh, great.
I might run over there, just put on the tool belt and just kind of midriff shirt, whatever, and just kind of do some work.
Get a little sheen going.
Get a little sheen going for the ladies.
Yeah. The Mino Sheen.
Hey, that would be a good, like, fragrance, like a cologne.
Mino Sheen.
What is she looking for?
Hey, you smell really good, yeah. Big boy.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning, 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Been to both Carolinas, seen a big Montana sky, driven up and down the coast.
You're listening to Raised in Wisco. I'm your host, Joel Clayfish. Who are you again over there?
Hi, I'm Danielle Fairman.
Danielle Fairman and I have been doing Raised in Wisco for, geez, more than a year and a half now. Jeez. And we love our home here on Civic Media. You can hear us, Raised in Wisco, on all your Civic Media stations throughout Wisconsin, weekends at 11 o'clock. It's an awesome home. It's our forever home. And we love talking to you about the things that make Wisconsin great. What better? I mean, when I had the chance to come on the radio again to renew my radio career, I've been on Civic Media stations before, starting when I was 15 years old. I got to board up at WAUK, a current Civic Media station. Then I had a political show with a state representative, Joe Castas Amaripa. And when I had the chance to do a show about why Wisconsin is great and being raised here in Wisconsin, I thought, could there really be a more enjoyable, fun topic to talk about? And the fact that you're listening makes me so darn happy. And we want you to get the answers that you need about what it takes to get outside and enjoy Wisconsin's great outdoors. Danielle Fairman and I have been together for more than a decade, hunting, fishing this great state, cooking in this great state, working on TV shows. And now we have, we're teamed up on this radio station, which is just, it couldn't be more fantastic. And we've got the First Hunt Foundation with us today, Alex Ezell and Megan Salazar, and they've been talking with us about what it takes to get that first hunt under your belt. We learned that the First Hunt Foundation is open to anybody who wants to have that first hunt, that first experience. You learn the safety aspects of it. You learn the tactics, the strategies of hunting. Megan, you know, I'm curious, with the two of you, Alex Ezell and Megan Salazar are now captains, essentially driving the ship of the First Hunt Foundation in Wisconsin. It's now your job to draw people into hunting. Megan, what got you into hunting the first time? How did you do it? And where has that taken you?
Well, I did start hunting deer hunting originally, and that's all I did was whitetail. But what?
How
really
old were you?
22.
Okay, so you weren't out there at 14 or 15.
Gosh, no. I had never even touched.
You didn't
a firearm
have somebody helping
18.
You at the very beginning.
But what really got me into it is I bought a dog, and it was a field trial dog, and she needed a job. So I learned how to wing shoot, and I started pheasant hunting, and I started duck hunting, and then I started tournament hunting, and it was all over at that point.
So when you see folks, do you know? When you bring folks in to the First Hunt Foundation and you see them have that first hunt, and you guys actually said 90% or greater of those hunters end up becoming, you know, long-term hunters or life hunters. What has it meant for you? What are some of the experiences you've had in your life?
For me?
Yeah.
Of my first
Well,
hunts?
I'm looking right at you.
I don't know. I mean, it's just great being outside and, like, seeing everything. I mean, my most...
You went on one of my hunts that are my bucket list hunts.
Oh, your axis deer?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Did
that
you get
a lot
in
of
it?
Fun. I did.
Well, let's hear about it.
I did. So I had to go down to Austin for work 3 weeks ago, and a friend of mine is getting deployed, and he had access to some ranches. So
he had access to axis?
Access to axis and some other things. We got a mouflon and an audad and a bunch of pigs. But probably one of the best weeks of hunting I've ever had. We literally got up in the tree within 30 seconds, sat down, and the pigs were already at the feeder.
Oh, wow.
Wow, that's so exciting.
Like, we couldn't even sit fast enough. But the next day, we did. We had an axis deer that we were looking for, and we really didn't have the time for the weekend to sit over bait, so we decided to do a lot of spot and stock. And so on the 2,000 acres that we had access to, we basically belly crawled around in the Texas heat. It was 100 degrees outside.
Nope.
And yeah. All of a sudden, I come around a corner, and it just looked me right in the eye 40 yards away. I knelt down, took the shot, and Yeah.
Axis deer are just beautiful.
And I ate some of it the other day.
Oh, they're wonderful.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
How did you prepare it? That's so, really my
that
question.
That is a good question.
I took some of the loin, marinated it, and then we just pan-seared it, medium rare. And we had some roasted carrots with it and a chimichurri. I thought it was going to taste like venison. Doesn't even taste like venison.
No?
No. It, well,
God, no. It doesn't have that like iron gaminess that the whitetail does.
Yeah.
It was a
depends.
Lot sweeter.
I'm eating whitetails from my backyard that are eating soybeans and corn off the farm fields the whole time. And they, I struggle now to tell the difference between that and a Wagyu steak. I really do. I'm telling you, I throw them in the sous vide now, and that is just, and that just kind of softens the enzymes in there. It's incredible. Alex, you don't sit still either. I mean, you're running the First Hunt Foundation for Wisconsin, and the First Hunt Foundation's goal is to get new hunters into the sport. There are a lot of women in the growing hunting industry, you know, and here on Raised in Wisco, that's what we like to talk about, is folks getting into the outdoors, enjoying the outdoors of Wisconsin. That's what Raised in Wisco is about. But that hasn't stopped you. I mean, you are part of the first hunts, but now you're a traveling woman. You're hunting turkeys in Wisconsin, turkeys in other states, and I understand you headed somewhere else to hunt a turkey this year.
Oh, yeah. So I'm a turkey fiend. I love me some turkey hunting. So
me too.
Me and Cara, actually, Cara Woodrow, Cara Machado of Woodrow Gun Dogs.
Yep. Cara totally, Machado's been a guest
totally
on the show before.
Name. Yeah. So we did a turkey tour 24. And we went to South Dakota to get us a beautiful Merriam's. And we were so fortunate, I'll say that. We weren't lucky. We were fortunate. We worked for those turkeys because they are smart. So smart. And they're so tall. And it's so interesting to hunt in different states for the same game that you have in your own state.
Yeah, it really
so
is.
So it's so interesting.
Especially because the turkey hunting in Wisconsin is top-notch. It does not get better. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll tell you, the weather that we had last winter really changed it up. It was a little more difficult in Wisconsin to hunt turkeys than it was in South Dakota. But we both got on some beautiful. I got a beautiful Merriam's. Carl got a beautiful hybrid, just gorgeous. I'm getting a rug made out of my...
A rug?
Yeah, turkey rug.
Oh, my gosh.
I had to. He's so blonde.
Rug.
He's so beautiful.
That's cool.
It was awesome.
Love it.
But the pictures that you guys have Wildly Creative, I believe that was a photographer.
Yes.
Those pictures are gorgeous.
Oh, that turkey hunt in Wisconsin left me heartbroken. That was a bad day for me.
And that is why we keep coming back for more. And that's why it's called hunting and not grocery shopping. Folks, remember, the First Hunt Foundation, Alex Ezell and Megan Salazar, they have their event coming up at Milford Hills on August 25th, a sporting clays shoot with a lunch. It's a perfect way to ease into the shooting sports. Make sure to check out our podcast, and you'll have the details of how you can be involved in the First Hunt Foundation's sporting clays and lunch. This is so great. I love the show. Danielle Fairman sitting across from me. I'm Joel Clayfish. This is Raised in Wisco, and this is where you're going to find what to do outside in Wisconsin, the state that we love and we can't get enough of, and can't wait to see you next week.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up in the show, we'll talk to the Humane Handling Institute about different ways to raise and slaughter our animals. Interesting discussion. Hope you'll join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark.
President Biden says he's fit for another term in office. The 81-year-old told ABC's George Stephanopoulos his performance in the debate against Donald Trump was due to a bad night. Asked about larger health concerns.
Have you had the specific cognitive tests, and have you had a neurologist, a specialist, do an examination?
No, no one said I had to. No one said they said I'm good.
He has maintained he is not dropping out of the race, but a fifth congressional Democrat is calling on him to do just that. Minnesota's Angie Craig saying while she respects the president's public service, she does not believe he can effectively campaign and win against Donald Trump. Meanwhile, multiple sources tell ABC News House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries will meet tomorrow with ranking members. The president expected to be a major topic of conversation. Authorities in Texas urging residents along the Gulf Coast to prepare for Beryl, expected to make landfall sometime Monday. This is ABC News. Arraignment expected today in New York City for Daniel Hyden, the 44-year-old who authorities say was drunk at the wheel of his pickup truck when he crashed into a group celebrating the 4th of July in a Manhattan park. Three people were killed, eight were hurt. The world's largest pile of garbage is expected to take years to clean up, as ABC's Dave Packer explains where it is and why it's so large.
In their quest to scale Mount Everest every year, climbers from around the world don't just bring themselves, they bring their stuff, and then they leave it behind. Now there's so much garbage at Mount Everest's highest base camp near the peak that Sherpas say it'll take years to clean up. A team of them has been working to clear the trash on the world's tallest mountain. 11 tons worth removed this year's climbing season, including four dead bodies and a skeleton frozen in ice.